Let me ask you about a couple of others. That, do you remember the People's Savings Bank case in Port Huron? People's Savings Bank against Stoddard, Howard Stoddard being the main man in the Michigan National. You know, kind of the godfather of the Michigan National.
He was a big Republican, as I recall it.
He was. He was a Mormon. He was a close ally, politically at least, maybe in other ways, of George Romney. But he also was the man who made Michigan National Bank a big power in the state. He was a wildcatter. He was against the banking association.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he built, through various ingenious means, he built up a statewide network when that was not strictly within the law to do that. In the People's case, People's Savings Bank against Stoddard in Port Huron was a result of his expansion tendencies. Do you remember that one where he went in and used a profit-sharing trust, the proceeds of which came from employees of Michigan National Bank, their pension funds, put off here as against the time when they'd be paid out to employees as they retired. Well, Stoddard took, he had control of that money, and so he went out and used it to buy up two-thirds of a rival bank, the main competition in Port Huron, so that he could, he wouldn't be, troubled by having a competitor there. And People's Savings Bank came
a little, dubious as far as the laws were concerned, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe this will bring back some recollection. I remember you started out your opinion. It was a 5-0-0 opinion. Black disqualified himself, I suppose, because he knew the people and maybe the attorneys in the case. And here, quoting Judge George...
Didn't want to vote with me.
Justice George Edwards. Edwards J. We deal here with a story of high finance and less lofty subterfuge. Are you proud of that?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I could buy that again.
Well, you won. You got five people to go with you, four others, and nobody against you. And poor Stoddard had to give back the stock that he bought up, and People's Savings Bank was saved.
Well, that was a minor accomplishment in the total history of the...
But it's all kind of dim, huh?
Huh?
It's all kind of dim in your recollection.
Oh, that's there. That's, you know, quite a few of these things, when you ask me, I have to say to you that I couldn't have come up with a memory of that at all. But when you call it back to mind, it's there.
There was a lot of interest. We're talking over many years.
Yeah.
And this stuff all seems like, yesterday's newspaper, I suppose. But this was big stuff.
Oh, sure.
At the time.